I'm Kyle Loebner, and this is our game preview for Arizona State at Washington and the College Hoops pick and rollout. One of the best teams on the Pac-12's second tier needs a big weekend to get back into the conference title and tournament picture, and it starts on Thursday night when Arizona State visits Washington and Seattle. The game tips off at 11 p.m. Eastern and will be on ESPNU. At least according to the standings, Arizona State came into last weekend as the team with the best chance to knock UCLA off their perch atop the Pac-12. They were 15-3 overall and 6-1 in league play, heading into a weekend where both USC and UCLA came calling, and they lost both games and have fallen back to the pack a bit. They're still projected to be one of the last teams to make the NCAA tournament in Joe Lunardi's latest bracket projection, but a pair of road wins this weekend would really solidify their status. Arizona State is a really good defensive team on the season as a whole, but they've given up more than a point per possession to each of their last four opponents, including the two LA schools and Oregon State the weekend before that. As I mentioned previously, their defense revolves around an elite rim protector who would probably get more attention if he didn't play in a league where every team is tall. The Sun Devils' recent hot streak from three also came to an end on Saturday when they shot just 22% against USC. After peaking above 500 in Pac-12 play last year, this looks more like the Washington team that went 4-16 in the league 2 years ago and 5-13 the year before that. They're 12-9 overall and 4-6 in the Pac-12, where they've beaten Colorado twice for two of the top three lines on their resume. They also briefly emerged as a potential contender in November when they beat St. Mary's on a neutral floor. In Pac-12 play, Washington has the league's 10th-ranked offense and 9th-ranked defense, so there isn't much of a calling card here to write home about. They started the season with two solid big men, but they're down to one after a season-ending injury for junior Frank Kepnang, and they're getting heavily out-rebounded on both ends of the floor. They're also not taking very good care of the basketball, so there's just not much to like here. Wing Keon Brooks is the conference's third-leading scorer at 17.3 points per game, and he's much better when he looks inside than when he settles for threes. These two teams met in Tempe 3 weeks ago, and Arizona State cruised, leading by as many as 20 in the second half before winning by 8. With a big advantage, ASU went to their bench heavily in that game, and sophomore wing Jemiah Neal went for 14 points and 12 rebounds. If they're going to get back into the Pac-12 race, Arizona State needs to cruise again over the two Washington schools this weekend. That's our On the Court preview for Arizona State at Washington on Thursday. Up next, we'll have a look at the lines and trends on the College Hoops pick and rollout.
Hello everyone, Ryan Stevens on the pick and rollout for tonight's game between Arizona State and Washington. The Sun Devils, 2.5-point road favorites. They've lost two in a row after they fell to USC on Saturday. They're 15-5 overall this year, 6-3 in the conference, 10-9-1 against the spread. They're 7-1-1 against the spread in their last 9 Thursday games, and 7-3 at the window in their last 10 following a straight-up loss. They've only covered one of their last 6 games when facing a team with a winning straight-up record and one of their last 5 overall. Washington lost to Utah on Saturday to snap a 3-game win streak, but they're 12-9 this year, 4-6 in the conference, 10-10-1 against the spread. In their last 7 games, following a straight-up loss of more than 20, they've actually covered 6 of those 7 opportunities. They're 11-2 against the spread in their last 13 Thursday games, just 1-4 against the spread in their last 5 at home, but 22-6 in their last 28 following a straight-up loss. They're 12-4 against the spread in their last 16 following an against-the-spread loss. I actually think Washington is going to do some damage here. I'll take the Huskies plus 2.5 at home. 140.5 is the total. Arizona State over in their last 6 overall. Their last 4 when following an against the spread loss. Their last 4 road games against a team with a winning home record. Their last 4 on the road, period. 5 of their last 6 on Thursdays and 6 of their last 8 against a team with a winning straight-up record have all gone over. Washington, over in 16 of their last 22 home games, 5 of their last 7 against a team with a winning straight-up record, 8 of their last 11 against a team with a winning percentage above 600, 4-1-1 in favor of the over in their last 6 home games when facing a team with a winning road record. They're 16-5-1 in favor of the over in their last 22 at home, and they've gone over in each of their last 5 overall. Let's make it 6. I don't think I've said under in this entire podcast. over 140.5. That's our look at Arizona State and Washington. Be sure to subscribe to the feed and check out more college basketball matchups as we break them down right here on the Pick and Rollout. I'm Ryan Stevens. Thank you for joining us.